Phone lines are open on the Dave Baum Show. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-4-IT. TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com. If you're wondering about the show, if this is the first time you've listened, we're heard in over 100 countries, 4,100 cities. Website, www.talkzone.com. Myriad of different kinds of programs. Ours deals with contemporary issues. And in the second hour of the show today, we deal with what I call a threefer. First of all, what do you do with disposable income in a day of economic woe? How do you take a no-frill vacation in times of economic woes? And frankly, if you have kids who are approaching college or about ready to start off to college next fall, how do you get some dough for them? How do you get college loans? Many programs of which have been drying up, as you know, because of the economic mess we're in. So if you've noticed that in recent shows we've spent a lot of time talking about how to find some kind of solution to the economic mess we're in, that will continue until we get out of the economic mess. Keep your fingers crossed. But now, kind of a lighter side of the world, frankly, but truly important, how do you better understand men? How do you better understand women when it comes to marketing, advertising, and just getting to know your partner or your friend a heck of a lot better? Andrea Lerner is our guest, the co-author of Don't Think Pink, What Really Makes Women Buy and How to Increase Your Share of This Crucial Market, is our guest on the Baum Show. And to the phones we go. Sandra, you're on the air with Andrea Lerner. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I noticed in marketing to women, particular the Dove products, they're using a wider range of female body types and colors and shapes, and I'm wondering if she knows if this is really having an impact, if that's really appealing to women the way they meant it to be.
Sandra, great question. I think a lot of people have recognized that Dove is really doing something different, and I would say that yes, because one of the things that women are...
Help us with the commercials. Let's back off here, because I'm going to assume at least for a moment that a lot of people who are listening may know the product, but not the nature of the commercial. Can you, Andrea, can you kind of give us, or Sandra, an overview of the kind of commercials these are and how they might be classified as a little different?
Well, Sandra, do you want me to?
Well, I just noticed they're using women that might be a little curvier, heavier, you know, not, you know, the skinny supermodel type that you usually see promoting beauty products on television or in print.
Yeah, I think their whole thing is real women. They actually did the research or made the effort to find actual consumers, not models, of all shapes and sizes, and then they brought them in as the models in their ads. And so not only is it showing all different shapes and sizes, these are quote-unquote real women. And I think that opening themselves up to that vulnerability of showing wrinkles and maybe a little bit heavier was a kind of a major move for them. And in the case of Dove, it made a lot of sense because women are looking for common ground. The consumers that saw those ads were like, hey, that skincare brand sort of reflects my life. I can recognize myself in that 45-year-old woman with a couple of wrinkles around her eyes, or I can recognize myself in that woman, you know, who may feel like she needs to work out a little bit more. So Dove was really smart in doing a lot of research and talking to women about what beauty meant to them and how they felt about their bodies and what was going to resonate in a positive way, not a fearful way like, oh, I hate it that I'm getting wrinkly and isn't this awful, but more, this is who I am, isn't it great, let's talk about it.
Well, then let me ask both of you. Sandra first. Again, speaking as a guy, I've always assumed that women love to see commercials in which the woman in the commercial is 5'10", 5'11", weighs about 125, usually has a stick figure, kind of like the woman that other women who are watching the commercial would like to be. To you, this is a major break from the traditional. Do you like it?
Well, yeah, I thought it was kind of refreshing because, you know, those are body types that don't usually get shown in advertisements, but like, for example, the Victoria's Secret ads, these are body types very few people, I think, actually are born with. And I don't think, you know, while the product is meant for women, I don't think it's marketed to women. And when I first saw the Dove ads, I don't remember if it was a, it might have been an ad at a bus stop, actually. I don't even know that it was on television. But I thought, wow, that's not the supermodel type. This looks like me or my neighbor or my friend. And, you know, they're really stepping out by showing somebody who is a larger size or curvier than your typical model. And I thought it was fairly refreshing.
Andrea?
Yeah, I think that what you've sort of pointed out, Dave, is this idea of aspirational models versus kind of the more real models of Dove. And I think in some cases, like, say, for example, a diamond jewelry ad, you're still going to use, you know, a really gorgeous woman with this beautiful diamond.
Great hands.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
great
right,
hands
right.
For the diamond ring.
Right. So depending on the product, like if you're showing some really expensive Mercedes-Benz,
uh-huh.
you know, you're going to show some really gorgeous woman standing next to it because it's all part of an aspirational thing. But for skincare and for, like, everyday clothing or whatever, women want to see themselves wearing it. It's not that they don't want to have to aspire to it. That's their everyday stuff.
Sandra, thanks very much for your call. Good points on the Baum Show with Andrea Learned. I mentioned before the break three words that usually are associated with guys. Bigger, faster, better. What would be comparable for women?
I think sharing, connecting, relating. And you'll notice that the men...
A lot warmer and fuzzier.
Yes. And you'll one of the things about men in comparison to women that actually, let's see, Deborah Tannen wrote in a great book called You Just Don't Understand, is this idea of men approaching a communication or a new situation from the standpoint of positioning or status, which is probably something that Rose talked about. They want to immediately go, hey, am I better than you? Am I? It's always an or an S, you know, am I better? Am I the best? And women approaching an unfamiliar situation or a conversation or a new connection with a brand even are looking first for some little bit of common ground. From that common ground, they can then launch into a relationship. So men are positioning and women are really looking for common ground to start.
Let me give you a couple more for guys. Status, money, prestige.
Mm-hmm.
What would be...
Well, it's the same idea. I mean,
okay.
I didn't... It would be, let's see, status, money, prestige. It would be...
Status, money, and prestige.
Yeah, you know, I think a comfortable life for your family, you know, family, community, it's still going to be words that aren't directly connected because mm-hmm. it's so, men are so positioning in status where women are really thinking about their community and their families.
So we're more specific. Guys are more specific in what they want, advertising and marketing, and women... are less specific, but perhaps what I'll call a shotgun approach. You mentioned it in the shopping spree, mm-hmm. the shopping trip, looking for a lot more at the same time.
Well, I don't. That isn't quite how I would put it. Men, men are very linear, and so they're going to stay focused on the goal. And women know what the goal is, and they're going to get there. But it just may take a longer time, and they might look into a lot of other things or be influenced by a lot more things before they get to the end goal.
Let's talk about women and green branding
okay.
from a marketing or advertising standpoint mm-hmm. today. What's the relationship between women and green?
Well, I think that women were probably the ones that really drove it and that got it to this point of awareness right now. I think that women, one of the things about being sort of holistic in their buying is that they have always been aware of, okay, if I buy this product, will my children like it? If I do things this way, will my children have a good life when they're in college? You know, they're thinking so much more long-term and always thinking of all the people that they care for in their purchases. So
mm-hmm.
I think women were the ones who started to see that, you know what, this environmental stuff is getting bad because, you know, what will my children's life be like later and what will my grandchildren's life be like? So they started to see, and even, you know, if I'm using certain cleaning products in my home and there are toxic, you know, chemicals involved, is my baby going to get sick? Is my dog going to get sick? Because they're thinking holistically, they're not just thinking of the immediate, this cleaner works great, let's go. They're thinking of a broader kind of list of things.
Does advertising sex, in your opinion, sell or turn off women?
It depends, again, on the category. I think that I can't remember where it was, but there was a Canadian sort of very high-end skin cream or Botox type treatment, and they used ads where they had very attractive kind of men, shirtless men in these funny videos online, but they were very sexy. And I think women who are thinking that they want to look younger might really think that that was great and that might help us sell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in general, that shouldn't be the first place you go. I think that humor without the sex, I think that humor can be way more universal if it doesn't have sexual innuendo in it. I think there's a lot of possibility there. I think brands jump to sex too quickly sometimes when more of a kind of a universal humor would work.
Good point. The website is www.learned, L-E-A-R-N-E-D, on women, one word, learnedonwomen.com. Andrea Learned, our guest, co-author of Don't Think Pink, What Really Makes Women Buy and How to Increase Your Share of This Crucial Market. Thank you for joining us today. I've enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure, Dave.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Andrea Learned and Rose Cameron in the first hour, Men and Women. Know a little bit more than you did before you came in? That's the gist of this show. What do we do in this woeful economy from three vantage points? Getting college money through loans? Because you can't afford to send your kids to college, can you? At 25, 30 grand a year, you got that kind of dough? Well, then you can tune out the next hour. But if you're looking for ways, you got kids who are approaching college or about ready to get into college, you need ways to get some dough. Also, no-frills vacation's going to change because of $4-plus gasoline. And last but not least, disposable income. What do you do with it when you get those checks in the mail? Huh? What are you going to do with that dough? The Dave Baum Show, TalkZone.com. Stick around.